Let's talk a little bit about mechanisms of some of the agents that are leading people to get cautiously excited, I guess, in terms of clinical research, particularly the TKIs. I think people are pretty sensitized already about bevacizumab, maybe thalidomide. Can you kind of put that whole picture together?
If you start with the belief and theory that chemotherapy is not going to work, you can look back at the history of the development of renal cell and you go, well, they started on vaccines and that led to IL-2 and at the same time interferon. You remember the cover of Time magazine, 1981, the drop of interferon story. Well, Cassata developed interferon and it was one of the interferon responsive cancers and became the standard because we had nothing better. Interleukin-2 was too toxic or too hard to get. And interferon emerged. In spite of a lot of studies, nothing was able to beat interferon. Megase couldn't beat it. Cell therapy couldn't beat it. Vaccines couldn't beat it. We even did vinblastine against interferon, and vinblastine couldn't beat interferon. So interferon really did evolve as the standard of treatment. Then we started going, what else is there? And then came these targeted agents because they were readily available. There was a logic behind them. They were blocking the VEGF pathway, and it was known to be a VEGF-producing tumor. So immediately comes to mind, as soon as these agents have a glimmer of activity, even a little bit of activity, sorafenib has only got a modest response rate, as does sunitinib. It may only be 20-25%. They said, we got to compare it to interferon. And at this ASCO meeting, there were, of course, all these interferon presentations comparing this to interferon. And that was the lead story. Bob Motzer presented the interferon versus sunitinib and basically said, the era of interferon is now over. And sunitinib has displaced it. And I'm sure the other targeted agents would displace interferon just as well.